Picture this. You are attending your specialty conference and supporting your colleague Courtney as he presents his research. Before his presentation, you ask him how he's feeling. "The stress is going to kill me," he tells you. "There's just so much pressure during these presentations. As soon as I step onto the podium, I feel awful. My chest gets tight, I feel my heart beating off the wall. Look at these beads of sweat on my forehead. I honestly think I'll have one of my research colleagues give the next presentation." You reassure him, saying, "I saw your practice presentation and it was amazing. Your lab has made some amazing findings, and you are an excellent communicator. Just pretend we're back home in a lab meeting, and you'll be great." He gulps nervously, not certain whether or not to believe you. What is causing Courtney to feel this way? As you listen to this episode, think about how the autonomic nervous system is playing a role in Courtney's symptoms, and how he might use that knowledge to make himself feel better. Welcome to Audio Bricks. I'm Laurel Toft, bringing cardiology from our bricks to your ears. After completing this section, you will be able to 1. Differentiate between the two divisions of the autonomic nervous system, namely the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. 2. Describe the autonomic control of heart rate and contractility. 3. Explain the mechanism and purpose of sympathetic control of blood vessel resistance. And 4, outline the mechanisms and importance of sympathetic innervation of the kidney in blood pressure control. Part 1, what is the autonomic nervous system? When you know the meaning of the word autonomic, the role of the autonomic nervous system, or ANS, becomes much clearer. Autonomic denotes involuntary or subconscious activity. In physiology, it refers to the many bodily functions that are subconsciously controlled, such as breathing, digestion, and, most relevant to our discussion here, heart rate and blood pressure. The ANS is the neural network that controls these subconscious functions. For variable control, there are two opposing divisions of the ANS. 1, the sympathetic nervous system, or SNS, which controls many functions under times of acute stress. Its effects are generally described as a fight or flight response. And 2, the parasympathetic nervous system, or PSNS, which controls many of these same functions when the SNS is not activated. It produces the default setting, so to speak. It is often described as a rest and digest response. Most of our organs are innervated by both SNS and PSNS reciprocally, a concept known as dual innervation. Dual meaning two, not a duel like a battle between foes, although these two can be thought of as opposing forces. The ANS effects we cover here are important for increasing blood pressure when needed. For example, in hemorrhage. In this instance, the SNS response will dominate. This blood pressure support will occur in the heart via tachycardia, or increased heart rate, increased contractility, blood vessels with constriction, and in the kidney via retention of sodium and water to increase the intravascular volume. All right, time for a quick quiz. Question: what are the two main divisions of the autonomic nervous system? Answer is, the two main divisions are the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. Part 2. How does the ANS regulate heart rate and contractility? The heart is innervated by both the SNS and the PSNS. Together, these two autonomic components form the cardiac plexus, which controls both heart rate and contractility of the cardiomyocytes. Increasing the heart rate and/or contractility are the two main ways that we can increase our cardiac output when needed, such as in exercise or when running away from a wolverine on Vancouver Island. Before we get into the details, let's review the autonomic regulation of the heart. First, let's start with sympathetic activation of the heart. The SNS innervation of the heart is derived from the upper thoracic segment of the spinal cord, T1 through T5. These nerves travel to several structures within the heart to produce their effects. Let's look at some of these structures in detail, starting with the sinoatrial, or SA, node. The sinoatrial SA node is a collection of specialized cardiomyocytes located in the right atrium that controls the heart rate. It is innervated by postganglionic sympathetic fibers, and norepinephrine is released from the N-terminal to increase the heart rate. All right, deep dive into mechanism time. Norepinephrine diffuses across the synaptic cleft to activate beta-1 adrenergic receptors located in the SA node. The activation of the beta-1 receptors leads to an increase in intracellular cyclic AMP, which facilitates opening of the hyperpolarization-activated cyclic nucleotide-gated channels, HCN. Try saying that 10 times fast, or just say HCN instead. This increases the rate of spontaneous depolarization and therefore increases the heart rate. The HCN channels are mixed sodium-potassium channels that conduct the funny current, written in shorthand as big I subtext F, also known as the pacemaker current, which is responsible for the spontaneous depolarization of the SA node. So if you picture in your mind a graph of the action potential in the SA node, this funny current causes a steeper incline toward the threshold compared with the normal pattern. This means a steeper incline or slope of the phase 4 spontaneous depolarization. The steeper incline toward the threshold corresponds to more frequent depolarization, and this translates into a faster heart rate. Elevation of the heart rate is termed positive chronotropy, chrono referring to time. For our next innervated structure, let's look at the atrioventricular or AV node. This is part of the cardiac conduction system distal to the SA node. It is sort of a relay station, receiving the SA node impulses and slowing them down before they pass into the ventricles, so the ventricles have time to fill with blood before they contract. The SNS speeds conduction through the AV node and thereby increases the heart rate. On activation of the postganglionic sympathetic fiber to the AV node, norepinephrine is also released from the N-terminals and diffuses across the synaptic cleft to activate beta-1 receptors. However, in the AV node, different than the SA node, beta-1 receptor activation facilitates the opening of voltage-gated calcium channels, subsequently increasing the inward calcium current. Much like the effect of increasing the funny current in the SA node, increasing the inward calcium in the AV node steepens the slope toward the depolarization threshold. And here, more frequent depolarization corresponds to faster conduction through the AV node, which is termed positive dromotropy, dromo meaning running. And this also contributes to increased heart rate. So now that we've looked at how sympathetic activation increases heart rate, let's take a look at sympathetic activation and contractility. The SNS directly innervates the ventricular myocytes, causing them to contract more forcefully, thereby increasing cardiac output. Norepinephrine is released from the postganglionic sympathetic nerve, do you see a pattern here, and then diffuses across the synaptic cleft to activate beta-1 adrenergic receptors. In cardiomyocytes, beta-1 receptors have two effects. First, they facilitate the opening of voltage-gated calcium channels, increasing the inward calcium current. Second, they increase the activity of the sarcoplasmic endoplasmic reticulum calcium ATPase, but my friends call me Circa, increasing the amount of calcium stored within the sarcoplasmic reticulum. Through these actions together, the greater availability of calcium within the cardiomyocyte enhances cross-bridge cycling. More cross-bridge cycling corresponds to greater contractility or more muscle force. And this increase in cardiomyocyte contractility is also termed positive inotropy. All right, quiz time before we move on. Question: what are the main effects of sympathetic activation on the SA node, AV node, and myocardium? SNS activation leads to positive chronotropy at the SA node, dromotropy at the AV node, and inotropy in the myocardium. All right, time for a major shift from sympathetic to parasympathetic action on the heart. The parasympathetic innervation of the heart is derived from the vagus nerve, cranial nerve 10. This innervation is asymmetric because the right vagus nerve has greater influence on the SA node, while the left vagus nerve has greater influence on the AV node. Once again, let's start at the SA node. During times of reduced stress, the parasympathetic nerves decrease activity of the SA node, slowing the heart rate. The N-terminal releases acetylcholine onto the SA node. The acetylcholine diffuses across the synaptic cleft, binding to and activating muscarinic receptors. Muscarinic receptor activation has the opposite effect of beta-1 receptor activation. It leads to a decrease in intracellular cyclic AMP, which slows the opening of the HCN channels, decreasing the rate of spontaneous depolarization and therefore decreasing the heart rate. Again, let's picture the graph of the action potential in the SA node. And if you do that, this parasympathetic action translates to a shallower slope during phase 4. The shallower slope toward the threshold corresponds to less frequent depolarization and translates into a slower heart rate. Such a decrease in heart rate is termed negative chronotropy. All right, now let's get to the AV node. Parasympathetic activation also slows conduction through the AV node, slowing the heart rate. On activation of the postganglionic parasympathetic fiber to the AV node, acetylcholine is released from the N-terminal to diffuse across the synaptic cleft. Once again, muscarinic receptors are activated, producing the opposite effect on the calcium current. They slow the opening of the voltage-gated calcium channels, decreasing the inward calcium current. Decreasing this inward calcium current correspondingly diminishes the slope toward the threshold. And in the AV node, this is called negative dromotropy and corresponds to slower conduction, meaning the AV node pauses for longer. This also contributes to decreased heart rate. And finally, for the parasympathetic effect on contractility. In contrast to the SNS, the PSNS does not extensively innervate ventricular cardiomyocytes and therefore has little to no direct effect on myocardial contractility. Whew, all right, you made it through autonomic nervous system control of heart rate and contractility. Thanks for sticking with me. Let's see if you got all of that with a quick question. What are the main effects of parasympathetic activation of the heart? The main effects of parasympathetic activation of the heart are negative chronotropy at the SA node and negative dromotropy at the AV node. Part 3. How does the ANS regulate vascular tone? Blood pressure is critical in maintaining perfusion of the vital organs. It is regulated by a combination of cardiac output, systemic vascular resistance, SVR, also known as vascular tone, and blood volume. The SNS is important in regulation of all three. Here, we will focus on its effect on the arterioles, which determines the SVR. Unlike in the heart, there is no delicate balance between SNS and PSNS controlling vascular tone. Rather, it is the degree of SNS activation that controls it. Greater SNS stimulation means more vascular tone, vasoconstriction leading to increased SVR. Less SNS stimulation means less vascular tone. For the arterioles, the preganglionic sympathetic fibers are short. These fibers terminate in the sympathetic ganglionic chain adjacent to the spinal column. They release acetylcholine onto the postganglionic sympathetic fibers. From there, postganglionic sympathetic fibers travel to the blood vessels, ultimately releasing norepinephrine, you guessed it. Norepinephrine then binds strongly to alpha-1 adrenergic receptors or weakly to beta-2 adrenergic receptors, all located on vascular smooth muscle cells. Now, wait a minute. Did I just say acetylcholine while talking about the sympathetic nervous system? I thought acetylcholine was the neurotransmitter for the parasympathetic nervous system. Well, that's true when talking about postganglionic fibers. But all preganglionic fibers, whether in the SNS or PSNS, release acetylcholine. But the action happens at the postganglionic fiber synapse with the target organ, and it's accomplished by acetylcholine for the PSNS and usually norepinephrine for the SNS. Okay, now back to norepinephrine release onto the vasculature. What happens to the vasculature upon norepinephrine binding to receptors? At alpha-1 receptors, norepinephrine causes vasoconstriction, which decreases the diameter of the blood vessels. On the other hand, beta-2 receptor activation by norepinephrine actually causes vascular relaxation or vasodilation, which increases the diameter of the blood vessels. The primary effect of norepinephrine on the vasculature is vasoconstrictive, ultimately increasing vascular tone. All right, let's pause to check your knowledge. Question. What is the predominant effect of norepinephrine on the vasculature? Answer is, the predominant effect of norepinephrine on the vasculature is vasoconstriction through the activation of alpha-1 receptors. Part 4. How does the ANS regulate blood volume? So we've now discussed autonomic regulation of cardiac output, and systemic vascular resistance or vascular tone, two key components of blood pressure. But what about blood volume? Well, this is largely a function of the kidney, whose job it is to reabsorb or excrete fluid depending on what the body needs. The SNS is involved in this regulation primarily via the following three effects. 1. The SNS stimulates the release of renin from the juxtaglomerular cells through the activation of beta-1 adrenergic receptors. This activates the renin-angiotensin-aldosterone system, RAAS, reabsorbing sodium and water and thereby increasing the blood volume. 2. The SNS constricts the renal afferent arteriole, which supplies the glomerulus with blood, through the activation of alpha-1 adrenergic receptors. This reduces the glomerular filtration rate, or GFR, causing a reflexive retention of fluid and raising the blood pressure. And 3. The SNS directly stimulates renal tubular sodium reabsorption, separate from the effects of the RAAS system, thereby increasing the blood volume. All right, let's see if you caught all that. What are the main effects of sympathetic activation of the kidney? Answer is increased renin release, decreased glomerular filtration rate, and increased sodium reabsorption are the main effects of sympathetic activation of the kidney. And that's it for autonomic regulation of the cardiovascular system. Let's check your knowledge and see what we've learned today. First, can you name the two divisions and their functions of the autonomic nervous system? The ANS consists of two opposing divisions, the sympathetic nervous system, SNS, activated during stress, and the parasympathetic nervous system, PSNS, activated during rest. Next, can you describe the mechanism by which the sympathetic nervous system controls heart rate? In the heart, the SNS increases heart rate by activating beta-1 receptors in the SA and AV nodes, increasing the conductance of the funny current and calcium current, respectively. The increased conductance causes an increase in heart rate. Now, how does the parasympathetic nervous system influence heart rate? In the heart, the PSNS opposes the SNS. It activates muscarinic receptors in the SA and AV nodes, decreasing the conductance of the funny current and calcium current, respectively. The decreased conductance causes a decrease in heart rate. And how does the autonomic nervous system control contractility? In the heart, beta-1 receptor activation in cardiomyocytes via SNS innervation increases intracellular calcium, leading to increased contractility, which increases stroke volume. Now, can you explain the mechanism of sympathetic control of vascular tone? Vascular tone is predominantly controlled by the SNS. Postganglionic sympathetic fibers release norepinephrine onto blood vessels, which bind strongly to alpha-1 receptors in vascular smooth muscle, prompting vasoconstriction. And lastly, can you describe two main effects of the SNS on the kidneys to control blood volume? The SNS enhances renal water and sodium retention, and activates the renin-angiotensin-aldosterone system, thereby increasing blood volume and blood pressure. And we're done. Armed with your newfound knowledge, let's think back to the case in the beginning of this episode. Your colleague Courtney is experiencing heart racing, perspiration, and chest tightness before giving his research presentation. You pause to consider the autonomic nervous system and how it might be causing his symptoms. Courtney's sympathetic nervous system is in overdrive, leading to increased heart rate, sweating, anxiousness, and increased blood pressure. Relaxation techniques, such as listening to relaxation tapes, mindful meditation, or deep breathing, all of which stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system, may help him. You recommend this to Courtney, who takes your advice, slows himself with some deep breaths and mindfulness, and proceeds to give a well-received presentation of his hard work. That's our show. If you liked this episode, send us a comment or give us a thumbs up. Until next time.